The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Spirit Speaks with your host, Amiya. Amiya is a spiritual teacher, seer, energy intuitive guide, and Reiki master. In this program, she supports people who are actively developing their fullest potential. She does this by teaching healing modalities and intuitive development through the honoring and awareness of self. Now, here is Amiya.
Namaste and welcome to Spirit Speaks this morning. This is my 13th show, and it's appropriate that it is on Christ, truth, and consciousness, because as you're aware, Jesus the Christ and his 12 apostles, there were 13. But what you may not be aware of is the goddess Maat, the goddess of truth. Her number was 13. With regard to that, in August of 07, you've heard me say before that consciousness creates light. Through consciousness, you create. And that was given to me by the Sacred Seven with the Archangel Pushar. And it's appropriate, because as we walk our path of enlightenment and we're able to resolve the misqualified energy that we came encoded with to this life, and we release that negative, denser energy, we are able to bring into ourselves more light, which is what creates the consciousness. So again, I will say, consciousness creates light. Through consciousness, you create. Now, one of the things prior to this life, because for me, I have my preparation memories. They came with me from the heavens, and it was something, a dispensation that I was given, that I would be able to remember my heavenly home. And one of the things that happened with me was Christ created sacred space for he and I. And he took me into this sacred space, and he went through to remind me of certain things as well as to give me certain gifts. One of the things that happened was there is a gossamer type of energy that he dipped his fingers into, and he touched his heart, and he went from his heart to my heart three times with this energy. And he said to me, "You will forever be bound to me." And he also told me, he said, "No matter what anyone may say to you or about you, you know the truth, so cling to that." Because as you are aware of the life that he lived on earth and all the trials and tribulations that he went through, you can imagine those of us that have been taught by him what we've had to go through. Because as the master teachers tell you, experience is the best teacher. It isn't just some idle concept that you read about in a book. You integrate that in through experience. And it becomes a part of your soul record. it becomes a part of you, that knowledge that you gain through that experience then becomes wisdom. And so the other thing that Christ said to me while he had me in the sacred space, there was a light that he was cradling in his arms. And it was as if he was rocking a baby. And he leaned forward and had me cradle my arms. And the light then was in my arms. And he said to me, "Precious seed, see that it germinates. And this is the light. This is the light of consciousness. This is the light of Christ." And so in order to become Christed, you will have had to resolve any of your karmic debt, any of the challenges that were encoded within you coming into this life for you to learn, to grow, to expand, to resolve, so that you're able to let go of that and it's no longer an attachment for you. And so that's why we work with the chakras. Because as the Bible has stated about burning up the dross with the spiritual fire, this is what you're doing with your chakras. You're clear, cleansing, and releasing any residual negative energy or attachment that you have had within those chakras in order for the mother flame to proceed from up the spine to your crown chakra and out to hook up to the heavens. So a way of saying it too, biblically, would be this is your coat of many colors. You know, you're climbing Jacob's ladder. So those are references that were not completely understood by those that came much later after Jesus the Christ left the earth. And so Christ, who was called Jesus, Yeshua, came to be called Jesus Christ, meaning Jesus the Christos, Jesus the Anointed, or Jesus the Messiah by his followers after his death and believed resurrection. Before Jesus was usually referred to as Jesus of Nazareth or Jesus son of Joseph. In the epistles of Paul the Apostle, the earliest texts of the New Testament, Paul most often referred to Jesus as Christ Jesus or Christ. Christ was originally a title, yet later became part of the name Jesus Christ, though it is still also used as a title in the reciprocal use Christ Jesus, meaning the Messiah Jesus. Now, consciousness is the quality or state of awareness or of being aware of an external object or something within oneself. It has been defined as sentience, awareness, subjectivity, the ability to experience or to feel, wakefulness, having a sense of selfhood, and the executive control system of the mind. Despite the difficulty in definition, many philosophers believe that there is a broadly shared underlying intuition about what consciousness is. And to make note of that, yes, that would be. Because for those of us that have the clairaudience, the clairvoyance, and the clairsentience, that awareness that is around us, that is how you are guided. As you're able to clear, cleanse, and release, and your consciousness starts to become expansive and opening up, that is creating light. And through that consciousness, then, you're able to create because you're able to make choices. You're able to see clearly. It's no longer dark for you. There's light there. It's revealing itself. It's revealing choices. You are being able to think in a more expanded way. So if we go on then, truth is most often used to mean being in accord with fact or reality, or fidelity to an original or to a standard or ideal. So today's show is about Christ, truth, and consciousness. And you can't have one without the other, because it is inherent in each. Because Christ is the light. To become Christed is bringing that light within your total being and using that light, using it to create. So just like a precious seed, what are you doing with that light that you have been given after you have done your work, after you have learned, after you have expanded your consciousness? Are you seeing it germinate in your life? Are you seeing it flower and to become fully formed so that you can utilize it? In August of 2005, I was with several friends and we were meditating. And at that point, it was spoken to me, through me, and these words were said: "We beseech you in the name of Christ to follow the light path that has been laid before you. It has been well traveled. There has been pain, but it is a worthy road. Only those that have the most exemplary attitude towards service can continue on this path. You have great help, resources, and accoutrements. Now take up your cross and bear it, for it will be light. You are one of many to preserve the truth. Don't falter in your steps. Hold your shoulders and head erect. Know that we protect your back. Many have come this way before you with high hopes. Some did not succeed. It's important that you stay within your heart space, for there you find balance, direction, nourishment, and calm. May peace surround your ever activity. Pray for peace within yourself first, then expand that to include the environment in which you live, your city, your state, your country, and then the world. But peace must first start within the very heart of each individual. Become the master of yourself. This isn't dictated for you to do. Each one is brought here through encouragement, but they do not have to remain. If you feel the burden is too heavy, you can bow out. Know that you will not be looked upon any differently, for we love you all and know who you really are. Understand this." Now, in the Bible, the King James Version, if you go to John 14:6, it says, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." So again, we go back to the chakra system. That is the reason that you were created with that electrical, electronic type of system. At any point in time, you can be given access to your soul's records. And not only that, you are able, through your training in the heavens, before you come into embodiment, you can also review other people's, other individuals' records. It's used as a tool for learning. Because sometimes we learn by way of the mental plane. And with that, then we don't have to have the firsthand experience. But sometimes just learning through the emotional plane or the mental plane, it can be just as excruciating as going through the experience firsthand, as if you are an actor in a play and you are learning these moral lessons in your life by you having to go through that process. And so remember that. Christ, in fact, is the light. He created the way, showed us the way, how this was done. He went through this process of giving up the ghost in this human embodiment and then went back home into the heavens. He was the example of having understanding of consciousness and what it took to be conscious and to live consciously, to be that example, to set that example for us so that we can rise in our consciousness once again. And I thank God that he did that, that he was there to show us the way to do that. So think about that for a few moments, and I'm going to take a short commercial break, and we'll be right back.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
Are you a spiritual seeker? Have you always pondered the deeper questions in life? Have you looked at many spiritual paths and found some answers, but are looking for more? The Open Door, brought to you by the Summit Lighthouse, brings you each week practical spiritual teachings and tools that promote self-mastery, higher consciousness, and the opportunity to connect with the Ascended Masters. Join Tom Schumacher and Terry Kennedy as we explore the universe of spirituality. Live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Channel.
What is spiritual spelunking? It's basically an exploration of the truth, our own unique truth. Every single person in the world has a reason to be here. Although we are told many things, it's ultimately up to us to figure it all out. The search continues throughout our entire lives. Join host Giles Asselin as he serves as both guide and companion on this journey. Nurturing the Spiritual Spelunker in All of Us can be heard every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time and 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You are tuned into Spirit Speaks. To reach Amaya today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also reach Amaya via email at angela@siriusenergyenterprises.com. Now, back to Spirit Speaks.
Welcome back. We're talking about Christ, Truth, and Consciousness today. Now, in 1996, I had gone to a psychic. I was led to go to a psychic in Anchorage. And one of the things that she was able to see and see clearly, because it was validated for me many, many times over through the years after that, was she said that I would be channeling an energy that had not been on Earth since antiquity. And so I kept asking year after year, you know, what energy is that going to be? You know, who was it that had walked on Earth in antiquity? Well, it was a few years ago that finally Christ came through to me, and he said, it will be me. The information that I will give you will come from me. And when you think about the state of the world and the epoch of time that we are currently living in, that would make perfect sense. The Mayan time lords understood these eras of time and how we go through these social shifts as well as shifts in consciousness as each soul is learning and developing. And then it's time to change what is taking place. And we're entering in once again to a state of consciousness that is of the light. And so wouldn't it be appropriate that the very one that embodies the light, that is the light, would be the one to speak to me and to others? And so this is what she was referring to, is that when you align your will with God's will, Creator's will, then you're allowing your temple, your vessel, your openness to the light to be used for a much greater purpose. So you become like a handmaiden. And so if you have one of the spiritual gifts and you are given that gift, appropriated because of your faith, apportioned to the amount of faith that you have, then use that gift to the best of your ability, because you're learning. This road has already been walked. The way has already been paved. So this is the matter then of just aligning your will with God's. So then you might want to ask yourself, do you want to know God's truth versus man's truth? And we know what has happened with the individual soul and what has been learned by the soul. It sometimes has been a rough road. And there has been greed. There has been lying, stealing, all the different avarices, envy, jealousy, hate, greed. And so you want to set your ideal. What is that light at the end of the tunnel that you're seeking? The answers that you want to know. Are you not going to reach for that highest ideal? Or are you going to become just bogged down by the worries of the world, the dense energy of the world? That's not the answer. The light is the answer. And it always has been. Now, in January of 2010, another statement was given to me. It is through the light that you do serve. So have your actions match your heart and let your heart be pure. Seek guidance in the areas that you are not familiar with or experienced with. We are your team of experts. There is not a need that you have that we cannot help you with. All you have to do is ask and then listen for our response. If you first go into doubt, then you've already failed yourself. You must remember to expand your consciousness and to allow for this help. We are near to you now. Do you feel us? And I said, I feel them like a cloak right on me, on my shoulders. And then they went on to say, let the love of the Christ be self-emanating. Be at peace, know peace, feel peace. And remember what peace stood for. Archangel Gabriel said, please evolve all conscious entities. In other words, you have to become conscious in order to know peace. And in order to have peace, you have to be conscious. So in July of 2013, there was another statement that was made. It is of the light that we speak from. Consciousness is starting to gel. The energy is flowing through your bodies and your mind, and you're starting to receive more. Pay attention to your diet. Pay attention to your energy. Pay attention to where you are in your heart. Jesus is the epitome of the heart. His instruction is pure and without fault. God gave us this divine gift. He showed us the way to be and the way to see and to hear and to feel. Cherish each moment that you're given together to be able to commune in this fashion. Heaven help all of mankind. Let there be truth that is told to identify the truth within the self, the truth to your spiritual brothers and sisters, and the truth that you speak to God. See this as an opportunity to receive great divine gifts for your awakening to the most expansive part of your being. And I'm going to read that again because that's really important to understand that. See this as an opportunity to receive great divine gifts for your awakening to the more expansive part of your being. Let it be, let it be. Now, this comment was made to me just recently because I took my spiritual group up to the pyramid here in Alaska, and one of the other shows was about the Earth Pyramid, so you might want to go back and listen to that. And Saint Germain came through for me, and one of the things that he said at the end of his statement was, let it be, let it be. And you remember the Beatles song, Let It Be? You might want to go on Google and look at the lyrics, because God knows exactly what we need, when we need it. And so then the timing becomes, sometimes we don't understand maybe some of our early promptings where the angels may come to us and tell us to start to be prepared. And this is what has come to me lately, is Spirit is guiding you again. You need to start packing up. And so I've walked this path so long, I know something is coming. So it's a matter of me waiting on God, not God waiting on me. And so angels being the messengers of God, they let me know, oops, something's in the wings here. We're going to be preparing you. So you need to listen and you need to follow through. You need to be listening for Spirit because you're being guided. There's something coming up. And it may not be appropriate to always see it and to know exactly what is going to happen. Sometimes they like to surprise you too. And that's fun. That can be very fun. And so that's what's going on in my life right now. I'm being led by Spirit to do something else, to take care of family. And so I'm waiting. I'm waiting on God to tell me, okay, what next? Because I know that it's coming. There is no doubt. Because with God, He has validated His gloriousness, if there is such a word, and I've just said it today, over and over and over in my life, 100% without fail. So I know to walk in faith. The guiding light that you have in your life at this time is from the Christ. It has been determined that you will know more than you have before. Christ came to show mankind the way to ascend back into the light of pure consciousness. This is developing the truer part of yourself as a being. Now, in Luke 17:21 in the Bible, it says, "Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you." And remember me telling you that the pineal gland is called the Holy of Holies. Our body, our temple, is prepared to be able to handle this intensity of light, this Christ consciousness. And we have to go by way of Christ, because otherwise this energy would blow up the body. It could not handle it. And so, is there a Christ? Oh, absolutely. The more that you delve into and research and open yourself to receive, and you do your homework, you will be led. You will be taught. You will be taught the truth. And the truth, the unadulterated truth, is of God. And so, you may not understand this now. You may have not have ever heard of this. This may not be a part of your consciousness or experience. But to ascend, you will go through this process at some point. Maybe not this lifetime. Maybe it's going to be in another lifetime. Or it may be in a different place. In my Father's house are many mansions. Well, those are mansion worlds. we're not the only creation. Do you think for a moment, using reason, that God said, okay, man is the only thing that I'm able to create or that I want to create? There's a whole big universe out there, universes out there, galaxies, planets, and it goes on into infinity. There are many creations, many dimensions, and I have seen them. And for me personally, I have that faith, not only that I've been led step by step by step, and that's the way you would be led as well. So that in order for you to become Christed and to ascend, you will have resolved any doubt within yourself to be able to do that. Now, in April of 2013, it was said again to me, it is with rampant heartbeat that I speak to you of love, the deepest love that the world has ever known. It is within you. It is the Christ, the light of God that went out into the world to permeate the dark minds of men. Idolatry cannot happen if the light is illuminating the mind. Just breathe. Be at peace within yourself. Don't allow the tangled web to weave its strictures around you. You know the truth, and the truth is of God. Allow him to work his magic in your life. The goddesses attend you now. Build your pyramid. So that's your capstone. As you're working on your chakras and you're building your own capstone, which is that triangulation that occurs within that mind, within the head of the pineal, the pituitary, and the thalamus area. That's what they were talking about. That is that capstone. You are capping off your own pyramid. You are seeking your own holy grail. And this is what you have to do in order to prepare to be able to ascend. And so this is what they were talking about. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? That's 1 Corinthians 3:16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? So we're going to stop right now and take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Become a member of VoiceAmerica.com. It's easy and best of all, it's free. Start out by going to our homepage or any of our channels and click register at the top. Once you've created an account and signed in, you can create your own custom library, opt into our newsletter, search by show, host, guest, or topic of interest, or browse millions of hours of content across all of our Voice America radio channels. Membership gets you more. Visit VoiceAmerica.com today to get started and tailor the listening experience to your taste.
Ask Theo Live, channels to a new reality. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live. Channels to a New Reality, Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Are you ready to shift into higher consciousness? Are you ready for contact with beings from higher dimensions? Ancient and new spiritual technologies will help you take that evolutionary step. Find out more about this powerful shift when you tune in to Conscious Evolution Radio with Ann Gelsheimer. Let's help humanity evolve, bringing in the best possibilities and ideas that our world needs right now. Conscious Evolution Radio can be heard live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are tuned into Spirit Speaks. To reach Amaya today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also reach Amaya via email at angela@siriusenergyenterprises.com. Now, back to Spirit Speaks.
Welcome back. Today I'm talking about Christ, Truth, and Consciousness. In July of 2013, I was doing a reading for a couple of people, and one of the things that was said to them was, the guiding light that you have in your life at this time is from the Christ. It has been determined that you will know more than you have before. Christ came to show mankind the way to ascend back into the light of pure consciousness. This is developing the truer part of yourself as a being. Now, consciousness, also numerically, Christ consciousness in particular, Drumvlo Melchizedek has in some of his literature the number 555, which denotes Christ consciousness. And what starts to happen as you go through your own development and you become more aware is that you will get this number on your clock. You'll see it everywhere. You might be dreaming about it and be awakened by it. So there will be signs all around you as you go through this because you're not alone. In December of 1998, I was taking a shower around 6 p.m., and I felt a cool breeze come into the shower stall around my head. And the shower was really hot because I like a hot shower. I sat down on my little stool, and I received the words, perfect union. Every time I tried to change my thought, I kept being prompted with the words, perfect union. Over and over again, about 10 times. Then, when I came up to bed, later, when I was downstairs and I came up to bed, I heard Gate of Awakening. This was said 3 times. And I picked up my book, What is Light Body? By Toshiro Tachirin. And it opened to page 65. And my eyes was riveted to the words. Sometime after you go through the Gate of Awakening, you begin to operate from the Christ level all of the time. And I wrote down in my journal, wow, what direction and purpose. And so this is what I mean by being given signs and symbols and direction. You're constantly being validated and nourished along this path. Now, in November of 01, I was reading the Book of Knowledge, The Keys of Enoch, and it opened to page 397. And number 20, which states, in essence, you exist in consciousness death. Until you are aware of the power of love, which opens up the visual pathway of ascension into indescribable levels of light essence. Every action in life is part of the matter, energy centrifuge, which builds up the consciousness energy units to be sufficiently strong enough to resurrect the dust of life into new wave factors of life. So remember what I said about your body being prepared? Then in November of 01, I was having a lot of things happening in my bathroom, especially in the bathtub, because you think about water, it's conductive, so it's a great place to be. Anyway, I was meditating, and I went through my red door, which is my heart chakra, and I invited many of the masters and angels through, and I parted the thorny briars with my mind, and I opened the red door, and I asked the guardian if I could enter. He opened it wide, and I saw that it was Castonia. He's been one of my guides from the very beginning. I walked down the hall, and I saw an opening on the left, but continued. I found myself on the top of a mountain that looked like the Brooks Range with a green valley below. I was told, "Nothing will be hidden from your view." I was guided back out, was told that was enough for tonight. Answers were given. The red door, the entrance to the heart, inner chamber, and an angel guards it. Now, when I experience this kind of information, it's like doing a shamanic journey. And this is what happens to me. I go into visions, waking visions, or more conscious visions, which are different from the dream visions that I have at night. And what was said to me was the mind could part the briars when the person was ready. Sleeping Beauty was shown in consciousness death. I remembered briar growing around her castle, and when the prince, who we will say is Jesus the Christ, out of love kissed and awakened her, the bride, everything became light and fully conscious. I was told that to become Christed, the essence of Christ came into you to physically reside. Castonia blew me two kisses and said goodbye. And I had also started saying Psalm 23, which of course goes like this. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And so that's what we're doing. We are evolving back into that pure consciousness state. And in January of 02, there was a blue light energy that came around me, which felt very euphoric and loving. And what was said was that it had to do with Christ consciousness. And I remembered knowing that this is how and what we will experience when we receive that consciousness, that Christ consciousness, is you will see that blue light energy. And so then in February of 02, I was in meditation with some friends, and a similar thing was said there as well. It is up to Jesus who receives the Christ consciousness. And the blue swirling energy is the start of Christ consciousness. Now in September of 05, I was told that Christ would be working with me one-on-one and that no relationship could come close to what I would experience with him. I felt that it was a complete merging of my consciousness with his consciousness, and it made me feel very lightheaded. In April of 09, there was a poem that was given to me. Keep us close throughout the day. Lend us your ear and you will hear. This rhyme will make you very aware. Hear us talk about the things to come will erase your doubt. The answers given we provide, the knowledge you have will abide. As you abide with Christ, he will abide with you. Keep him near. And in December of 11, I was meditating with a friend and it was said, we cannot stress enough about love, to love yourself, to love God, to love your neighbors, to love your children, to love others, because it's through this love that is going to raise the consciousness of mankind. And then further in August of 2014, it was said, it has been said divinity and consciousness are one and the same. You understand this wisdom, for to know divinity, you first must become conscious, and then you become conscious of your divinity. And then in July of 06, Archimedes was guiding me, and he said, purity and truth are one and the same. Division is not within you. And isn't that wonderful to know that we have all of this guidance, all of this help? You do not walk alone. There are many guides, angels, teachers, master teachers, Christ, whatever you need to help you on your path. The truth will be revealed to you in many forms. So you don't have to worry about it. It's not on your shoulders to try to do all of this for yourself. You have great resources and accoutrements, as it was stated to me. And so what you learn to do is you learn to listen. You learn to open your heart and open your mind. And you work to heal your body, the different bodies, your physical, your emotional, your mental, your subtle body, your etheric bodies. You heal all of that. So I just want to also thank those that have tuned into my show. I hope you have gained some inspiration, maybe some knowledge, maybe a different way of thinking and looking about things. And I hope you apply some of it to your own life. Take what you can use, what resonates with you. But open your heart, because that's how you're going to receive. And the abundance of what you're going to receive will be phenomenal. It will be nothing like what you've had on earth. So I say again, thank you. And I will leave you with, live your life with love, light, and laughter. Go in peace. Walk with grace.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Speaks. Please join Amaya for another intuitive program next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Have a divine week.